The Democratic National Convention is getting underway tonight in Charlotte, North Carolina. While Granite State Democrats may not play as high-profile a role as their Republican counterparts did at the RNC last week in Florida, New Hampshire's DNC delegation says it's ready for a busy and exciting week. We're joined now by one of those delegates. Jim Demers is a veteran Democratic activist and founder of the lobbying firm The Demers Group. He joins us by cell phone from Charlotte. Jim Demers, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thanks. It's great to be with you.
Looking at the schedule for the DNC, we don't see a lot of Granite State names on the speaking schedule. So what is the New Hampshire delegation planning to work on in Charlotte?
Well, this is a working convention, and what we're seeing from the New Hampshire delegation is, first, a lot of excitement. And I think what we're expecting and we think will be coming is a real contrast from the Republican convention last week, where a significant amount of the focus was on the top people, the wealthiest in the country, and this is really going to be about where the president's economic philosophy is, and that is building this economy from the middle out.
How crucial is it for New Hampshire's delegation to keep a high profile at a party gathering like this? Is it useful if the delegates are making themselves visible and making themselves accessible?
Well, you know, New Hampshire is a battleground state, so we know we're going to be getting a lot of attention. We already know that the delegation is very prominently seated in the front row, so I would expect that, you know, we're going to be visible and active participants. But, yeah, I think it is important for New Hampshire. I mean, we've had some outstanding speakers come and visit our caucus. This morning we had the deputy campaign manager, General Mally Dillon, come in, who gave the New Hampshire people a briefing. You know, even separating the activities here in Charlotte, it's quite impressive and really speaks volumes about what's going on to know that the first stop that the president and vice president will be making as soon as they leave this convention is Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So I think everybody is very excited and really sees the effort being put in to win the state of New Hampshire is significant.
You mentioned you've already been receiving some attention from people at the convention. Does it ever feel like people make a point of introducing themselves to New Hampshire delegates just in case 4 or 8 years or 12 years down the road that they decide they want to start visiting the state more regularly for a bid for the White House?
Well, you know, that does happen at conventions. This is my 7th convention, so I've seen it, and there are people that like to come visit states like Iowa and New Hampshire and the early states in the process. But I think what's more interesting is that because New Hampshire is small and there's so much citizen involvement, that a lot of the candidates just have personal relationships with people in New Hampshire. So they really enjoy coming by to visit with them.
You were a co-chair of Barack Obama's New Hampshire campaign in 2008. What do you make of where the president stands, where his campaign stands, where the country stands here in September 2012?
You know, I think that this president has had to make some very tough decisions. I mean, he came into office and inherited an economy that was really in a slide, but he's made a lot of tough decisions. And as a result, he has lived up to the promises that he made in the 2008 election. Most important of all, to get the economy starting again. He kept his promise that he was going to bring about health care reform, and so I think when push comes to shove and people in New Hampshire look back, they're going to say, you know, this is a guy we know did what he said. He's the guy who's protecting the middle class and not out to help the rich. And I think, you know, that's exactly what people are looking for to get this economy moving again.
All right, Jim Demers, thanks for your time.
It's great to be with you. Thank you.
Democratic activist and convention delegate Jim Demers. You can join NHPR this week for live coverage of the Democratic National Convention from Charlotte. Radio coverage starts tonight at 8 o'clock. There's online coverage throughout the week at nhpr.org.